Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. I hope you're having a great day. A lot to get to today. Cannot wait. But first, make sure you've done it. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. And today's podcast, it's presented to you by Superbook Sports Colorado. Like I said, a ton of great headlines to get into. Real quick recap. Yesterday, over the weekend, we were able to take my kids up to their grandma and grandpa's farm, and it was kind of fun. We got to go hunting for eggs, and my son was all decked out in his little cowboy gear. It was awesome, and we did find some eggs because apparently the chickens like, I didn't realize this, if you let them out, they like to go lay their eggs in random places, and it's fun. It's kind of cool. So we got to do that, and it was just neat to get out of the house or our little comfort zone and go into the farm life for a brief moment, and I'm pretty sure it's wild. My son can walk around the entire farm, and my father-in-law, this is my wife's dad. Her stepdad was the firefighter, but her dad has the farm, but my son can go around to every piece of equipment on the farm, and my father-in-law has a ton of old equipment, old and newish, and he can go around to every piece of equipment and tell you what it's called and what it's used for. And I'm like, I believe you. I believe you because I don't know what the heck any of this stuff does. I know how to drive a car. But it was really cool. It was really impressive. I'm very impressed with my son and his knowledge of tractors. So pretty cool. But you know what's even better? Let's do it. Let's go ahead and jump into those headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
A new study in current biology by assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins University examines the key factor that attracts mosquitoes to some people over others. And before we get into this, I was like, Johns Hopkins?
Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not.
Well, Brennan, those are very prestigious schools.
I smoked pot with Johns Hopkins.
You don't know anyone named Johns Hopkins.
It was Johns Hopkins and Sloan Kettering, and they were blazing that shit up every day.
My favorite part of that clip is when she's all, is that okay? And he's like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
If you could use that tone and that response today at whether it's your job or just life in general, and somebody says, is that okay? And they don't, it doesn't have to be any sort of confrontational moment, but it could just be any random part of the day. And if you just go,
no, it's not,
that would be fantastic. Anyway, mosquitoes prefer men and women because this is all based on body odor. That's what they're learning. Mosquitoes prefer men and women with higher levels of three common natural compounds with smells most closely associated with, oh, this is going to piss you off if you're like me who gets attacked by skeeters all the time. The damn skeeters is out. Guess what it is? Oh, so gross. Rancid butter. Okay. Cheese. Okay. And vomit. Yeah, apparently I smell like one of those. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. It didn't even tell you in the article of like, well, what foods are you eating that is making you your body smell like this? I'm guessing I need to cut out more dairy because I can't imagine rancid butter and cheese and vomit are... I would imagine that those are the similar characteristics, all that stuff, whatever. I don't know. It's early in the morning. Those are coming from dairy. By the way, I don't know if I said this. It's so early in the morning. I'm recording in my studio, but it's right next to my son, who's sound asleep for now. Or he's having horrible nightmares because he's listening to this, but he still thinks he's in a dream. So he's going to be like, there was a giant mosquito coming after me, Daddy. And I couldn't stop throwing up and eating cheese. Anyway, it's a little weird this morning because I'm doing it this way, but I got to get used to this. But anyway, how does that make you feel if you're somebody that gets bit by mosquitoes a lot? And I'm right there with you. It makes me feel a little confused and a little shameful. I got to be honest. I'm full of shame because smart people at Johns Hopkins are saying that mosquitoes are attracted to body odor, and those are particular traits smell like rancid butter, cheese, and vomit. So apparently, on some level, I smell like that. And if you get bit by mosquitoes all the time, on some level, you smell like that. Oh, it's disturbing. Kind of funny.
No, it's not.
Government officials in Georgia are begging residents not to be naked in their driver's license photos. Now, real quick, the Georgia Department of Driver Services does a digital identity card that you're allowed to do from home, where you're able to submit your photo for your driver's license and stuff like that. I kind of like it. It's thinking outside the box. But that being said, if you're leaving this into the hands of the common, you know, resident, they're going to be doing stuff like this. Apparently people are, you know, without their clothes on, and I don't know. It's kind of funny. I'm wondering, are they trying to submit like full length body photos? It reminds me of Titanic.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this.
Oh, you bitch. They're not paintings, but that's what popped in my head. It's like, draw me like one of your French girls. Okay. Wearing only this. Oh, my. What do you think of that? That's just, I would imagine, like, if you're giving me the opportunity to take my own picture, I'm either going to be like, remember back in the day when they had those glamour shots? I'm going to have like laser beams behind me and I'm going to be like holding a cat, something like that. It's going to be funny. My current driver's license photo, I look terrible. I look like I'm high as a kite. It's bizarre. And I wasn't. Everybody sees it and they're like, oh my God, what the hell? If you run into me on the street, be like, Duff, I need to see your driver's license. And at first, I'm going to be like, are you an undercover cop? Listen, I did what I did, okay? And then you're going to like, whoa, calm down, not a cop. I want to see your driver's license because you look high. So I would do the same thing. I would, maybe not without clothes, but I would have some fun with it because, like, my picture, it looks like shit. And there's some people out there, I know you have the same problem, where your photo is garbage, and then they're like, no, we can't do anymore. That's it. That's all you get. I'm like, fuck. So in Georgia, they're apparently giving you a little bit of an opportunity to submit a good photo, but then there's people ruining it by going, I'm just going to be naked. I thought you wanted a full frontal picture for my driver's license. Sir, I don't need to see your genitalia when I pull you over. Oh, okay, prude. Hey, real quick, the Denver Nuggets are set to take on the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. Finally, the series is over. And I tweeted this out last night. I said, can't wait to see news outlets use cliche headlines like, Nuggets look to cool off the Heat, or Heat try and burn the Nuggets, or Nuggets turn down the heat in the bedroom. I was obviously joking on the last one. But then you guys started tweeting back at me, and a guy named Not Adam Carolla on Twitter just sent me somebody that already was doing it. And it's a guy by the name of Andrew Justin who pays for the blue check mark. Let's see how many followers he has. He has less than my DeHuff Uncensored podcast. So is it really worth it, buddy? Anyway, he said, see you in Denver on Thursday. We ready to cool off the heat. How lame. Lame. let's see. Then bring home the gold, wrote in, the Nuggets look to forge their first championship in the heat of the NBA Finals. I get you. David wrote in, I don't see how it's strange. Please explain your thinking. Well, Dave, you're proud of the problem, okay? Matt wrote in, heat look to burn chicken nuggets. It'll be so bad, is what he wrote. You're exactly right. J.R. Slick wrote in, with Nuggets slash Heat, fuck me. And it's a picture of the commissioner of the NBA. Anyway, because this is before the Nuggets made it to the finals, this is what we were saying. We were saying this is the worst opportunity for ratings for the NBA is the Nuggets and Heat. I told you about that chart that had four states in the United States that wanted the Denver Nuggets to win the championship. And there was only four states that wanted the Miami Heat to win. The rest, the overwhelming majority went between the Lakers and the Celtics. So now, just a ratings nightmare for the NBA is the Nuggets and Heat. And you know what? I don't care. I think Kyle Clark of Nine News said the same thing. He's like, I don't really care. I don't really give a shit. He was more polite about it. But that's the thing. Who gives a shit? The Nuggets are in it. And if the Nuggets end up winning, what you're going to see is that Denver is going to become a destination place for big name players in the NBA because they're going to want to be a part of that, which is kind of annoying. And it tells you that a lot of these guys, like LeBron, don't like to build things up. Look at the Denver Nuggets. They got Nikola Jokic, and the rest of the guys are all good, but they're not quote-unquote superstars. And to me, that's even better. Instead of like getting these random floating guys who are good, but they don't actually elevate the teams. And that's kind of like what LeBron does, is like he just like, I want to get a bunch of, high-end players, a bunch of superstars to play so it's easier to get a fucking championship. Well, you didn't get a championship. You got your ass beat by the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. How's that mentality working for you, buddy? Not very well. So I think it's even more impressive that teams like the Denver Nuggets make it to the finals and potentially win the championship when they don't have, obviously, Nikola Jokic is a very special player, a legendary player, but it's not like they're consumed with a bunch of superstars. They're all fucking good, though. That's what's cool. So, anyway, tip of my cap to the Nuggets, and look for those stupid headlines that involve the Heat burning or getting cooled down. And if you see them, send them to me, dehuffuncensored@gmail.com, and then we could all just laugh together. We got more headlines coming your way, but first, bring that big bet energy this summer with Superbook Sports. Superbook Sports is the most trusted name in sports betting, and right now, use that promo code MILEHIGH to score up to $250 with their first bet bonus. Win or lose, they're going to match your first bet up to $250 with promo code MILEHIGH. All you got to do, visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. And you can also go and download the Superbook Colorado app in your app store right now, super easy. Then enter that promo code MILEHIGH, and you're going to get $250 courtesy of Superbook Sports. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. A man stole a backhoe and drove it 10 miles to the Illinois airport so he could catch his flight. Yeah, forget Uber. Let's just steal a construction vehicle. Here's the thing. I looked it up. I was like, how fast does a backhoe actually go? 22 miles an hour. He's borderline, you know, could have just ran there and cut through yards. I'm just saying, probably not a good idea. Now, reading more on the incident via the AP, it says a Southern Illinois man has been charged with theft for allegedly stealing a backhoe to drive about 10 miles to an airport to catch a flight. That's according to authorities. Security camera footage shows a Carbondale man arriving at Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois atop a backhoe and leaving it in the airport parking lot on Thursday. Footage captured the man walking across the street from the lot to the airport lobby carrying a guitar case, and the owner of the backhoe arrived at the airport a short time later and identified the equipment as belonging to his company. Yeah, it goes 22 miles an hour. Probably not your best vehicle option in Grand Theft Auto. Dumb shit. What the fuck? 22 miles an hour. And I got to be honest, if you're somebody that works construction, is that really hard to accomplish the 22 miles an hour? Or is it easy to get to that? And while I say it's 22 miles an hour, I can't imagine that was, I mean, you got to deal with traffic and all that other stuff. So bizarre. Not a good choice. I don't know. I just don't understand why you wouldn't just get an Uber. Maybe you're on, you know, a budget or something, but Jesus, think ahead. I don't know. That would be wild to see that somebody on, like, think about that here. We're in Colorado. Most of us listening are here in Colorado. You're on I-25 in the middle of I-25 because you can see this on the side streets every now and then. That's fine. But if you're on I-25 going down the way and all of a sudden you look over, hey, that guy's on a backhoe. That's bizarre. Bizarre. Oh, man. Japanese scientists have claimed that they're on the cusp of growing human babies in a laboratory by incubating eggs and sperm in an artificial womb. Oh, that's kind of creepy. It is. And they said this. Now, there's a lot that goes into this comment, but this is what a lot of the people are going to use for the headlines. In as little as 5 years, according to Professor, I can't say his name. It's a Japanese scientist. And I don't want to butcher it. I feel awful. Well, the professor said that in as little as 5 years, this could be accomplished in as little. So think about 2028. That's right around the corner. Now, the doctor said, or the professor said, that's all estimated. Because people are going to use the 2028 as the headline. It's like, this could be happening in 5 years. But he said it would actually take around a half a decade to replicate egg-like cell production in humans and 10 to 20 years of testing to ensure this artificial reproductive method is safe for use in clinics. Because he said one of the concerns is the mutations and errors that may be introduced in a culture dish before using stem cells and make eggs. So, yes, people are going to jump on the, in 5 years, kids could be grown in a laboratory and just mass produce. Well, no, that's not really what they're saying. They're saying the science might be a little bit more solid in 5 years where they can start officially testing, and then it's still going to be like 10 to 20 years of trial and error, which is kind of sad, and before they can do that. Now, there's a lot that goes into that. One, it's just like that's kind of messed up. Do you think we need to be doing this? No, I don't think we do. But the science is there, and we have a bunch of educated individuals that are like, ooh, well, I know how to do it, or I get the concept. Let's see if we can. Now, he's saying that it won't be ready for mass production until maybe 10 to 20 years from now. But you know, once the science is solid and, you know, they're confident in basically what it is before they've gone with a lot of trials, that somebody's going to get their hands on that data and start doing it. Next thing you know, you got a bunch of, if you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, there's that one guy that's like, you can tell that they just mushed a bunch of creatures together. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have a guy with an arm on top of his head walking around, be like, "Hi, how are you?" And that's all he can say is, "Hi, how are you?" It's creepy. It is. I don't like this. I don't see the point of this. I get it that there's people that struggle. We did that. We had struggles getting pregnant. I understand that. And this is just another avenue to alleviate these stresses and all that. And if you're somebody that is, if you're a man married to a man or a woman married to a woman, that this could help combine your DNAs and then you can have a child that has all your DNA, you know, signatures stuff. Do we need to do this? No. We already have a population problem. But this is just adding to it. Be like, listen, you guys can still bang away and try to get kids the old-fashioned way. We're going to be over here in our laboratory doing the same thing. We're going to be banging away like scientists do. You know, Petri dishes and shit like that. Now, here's what also popped in my head. You've seen the movie Matrix.
The human body generates more bioelectricity than a 120-volt battery and over 25,000 BTUs of body heat. Combined with a form of fusion, the machines had found all the energy they would ever need. There are fields, endless fields, where human beings are no longer born. We are grown.
Exactly. We will be grown. We are heading towards the fucking Matrix. When you combine the information from these scientists in Japan and you mix that with the ongoing questions and concerns of artificial intelligence, that equals a bad fucking idea. Right? We are heading down a path that we have visualized in cinema, and we're just like, yeah, but, I mean, come on, guys. Keanu Reeves, he's still a thing, so he can take care of us. He knows what to do. Where's Morpheus? Morpheus, that's my guy. Come here. Let's figure this out. We'll be fine, right? We are visualizing these horrific possibilities in the future via movies, and we still move forward. It doesn't make sense. It makes no sense because, like I said, we have like 8 billion people on this planet, and you want to continue making, not just going, hey, people are still out there cranking them out the old-fashioned way. Now you want to be like, we can make even more. Where are we going to put them? Where are we going to put them? Makes no sense. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I don't understand the point. Somebody pointed it out to me. Because everybody's excited because this is a breakthrough in science. And yes, I understand that perspective. The idea that you can create in the laboratory a human being, but it just has bad idea written all over it. But here's the thing. It's going to move forward no matter what. I can stomp my feet and I can say that this is a bad idea all I want, but it will continue to move forward and they're going to succeed. At some point, they are going to put their lab coats down and go, we were successful on this project in some capacity. So it bothers me. And if you're religious, I imagine too that's got to bother you as well. You're playing God if you want to look at it that way. You can look at it from from a religious perspective and a scientific perspective, both sides, I would think that the majority of us, I would hope the majority of us would say, yeah, that's a bad idea, guys. Okay, we can agree. We usually kind of have some friction in between us, but I would have to say the majority of us understand and go, yeah, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Let me know your thoughts, dehuffuncensored@gmail.com or at dehuffpodcast on my socials. Bizarre. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. But like I said, they're going to do it. And when you look at it from the idea of what they're accomplishing, Jesus, sorry, what they're accomplishing, I get it. I can understand and praise the science behind it. I can appreciate that. Doesn't mean that you should do it. There's a lot of things out there. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. I used to always joke about that in radio, sitting there on the radio station and, you know, they have somebody filling in and you're like, just because they can talk and they used to play sports doesn't mean that they should be on the radio. Okay? It doesn't mean that. So just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. Right? If that makes sense. Let me know your thoughts again on that, and I'd be very interested. Real quick, I wanted to circle back to the whole Denver Nuggets thing real quick. And I know not everybody likes sports that listens to this podcast, and that's okay. But I got to tell you, because it's kind of interesting, and it kind of goes with would this be superstitious, or would this be like a kind of a paranormal thing? I don't know. Romy Bean on Twitter wrote, Romy Bean, broadcaster of the year here in Colorado, kind of a big deal. I stole her tweet, and she said, the Colorado Avalanche won their first Stanley Cup in Miami. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm with you. The Denver Broncos won their second Super Bowl in Miami. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm with you. The Colorado Buffs football team won a national championship in Miami. The Denver Nuggets are playing for their first NBA title in Miami. Oh my God. It's destiny, I guess. Are you ever around people that I guess in a sense I'm making fun of Romy on this one, but where they like any little thing that happens, they can, it's like the people that are like, okay, let's dissect the numbers and be like, okay, there's three of us here in this room, and if you add up all our ages, it comes up to, you know, 114. If you divide 114 by 7, it goes into this, and this, and blah, 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 and then there's 31 scoops of ice cream at Baskin Robbins. We should go there. It's in the cards. You're like, what? What the fuck? I actually know a guy that's like that, and he's a really smart guy, but he gets kind of nervous around numbers. Do you want to know who it is? If you're in the Denver area, and you listen to sports talk, this might surprise you, but it might not, because he gets a little weirded out by numbers. Like what was it? There was like dates. Like if the dates are reversed and it's the same, he'll be like, "Whoa, that today's a special day because of this," and he's all, it just has some extra like energy with it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The dates are just made up by mankind. It has nothing to do with anything, really. But it's Sandy Clough. He's super into that stuff. Like I know there's a word for it, and I can't think of it right now because I just decided to jump into this real quick. But there's people like that, and it's bizarre to me. And I was like, Sandy, really? It's like, God, you're such a smart guy, but man, really? And he's just looking at me like, did you just call me stupid? I love Sandy. I got to get him on, and you guys are going to see a completely different side of this guy, because he's a lot of fun, but when he's on the radio, if you don't have fun with him, he's just going to do just smart guy stuff. And if he's around me, I'm going to make him do dumb guy stuff, because that's what I do. So look forward to that. He's part of Mile High Sports, as am I. I'm under their umbrella, and we'll see. We'll see if we can get him on. It's a matter of me going down there, because I can't imagine he can use a Zoom call. I don't think that's happening. So we'll see. We'll see. Hey, thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. I'm going to pack up and get ready to go head over to the neighborhood pool. They have a pool. It's open. I can't wait to go in there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to wake up my son if he's not having like night terrors now because he's been listening to my podcast going, make the cheese stop. Daddy, there's cheese and there's mutated science babies running around. I don't know what's happening. But the nuggets, man, I'm all for the nuggets. Like, he's just rocking back and forth. Be like, okay. Also, some guys riding the backhoe on I-25. Anyways, thank you, guys. Okay, anyway, I'm stupid. Have an amazing day. Enjoy the weather while it lasts. I believe if you're going to be here in the Denver metro area, it's going to be kind of crummy in the afternoons for the majority of this week. And that's good and bad. By the way, I got to say this. I'm driving around yesterday. I'm driving up north here in Colorado. And we all say the same thing in the family. It's really green here. It's usually not green in Colorado. I know the signs as you enter into this great state say colorful Colorado. It's kind of bullshit. Let's be honest. The majority of the time, everything's brown unless you go into the mountains. But everywhere else, it's the color is brown. Is that even a color or is that a shade? I don't know. It's probably a color. But it's mostly brown. And now it's green everywhere. If you go up to, like, I don't have much experience in the Midwest, but going into, like, Iowa, it's green everywhere. It's very beautiful. Now, that being said, they have some shit summers and they have some shit winters, but it's beautiful up there, green everywhere. Colorado, not so much, but right now it is because we're experiencing so much rain. So it's kind of cool. Enjoy it, because who knows? That switch could be turned off and then there's going to be no rain and it's going to be dry and hot and then everything's going to burn up. So enjoy it while it lasts, and don't use your sprinklers if you don't have to until, you know, basically just wait. I turned mine on, but they're not on. I just tested them. Anyway, thank you guys. You don't care. You don't care about my lawn, even though it's fucking phenomenal. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Share it with your friends if you're able. Thanks so much to Superbook Sports Colorado. Don't forget to use that promo code MILEHIGH. And they're going to front you up that $250, which is pretty freaking badass. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.